Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Empty set. Three to the right, two to the left. Nix drops back, throws a ball to the end zone. The pass is caught, and that is a Denver touchdown. Troy Franklin with the catch at the goal line, and he had Eric Stokes on his back. Stokes made the tackle, but Franklin had the ball and a touchdown. And Denver, boy, oh boy, did they need that.
Yep, and that was the only touchdown that they scored all night. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Denver squeaks out the win, 10-7, Pearl. It was ugly in every way possible, unless you love a good defensive battle. But
nope.
This was the kind of game, again, 10-7 was the final score. You had wind, all types of things.
Missed field goals.
Block punts. We've asked this question sometimes. Just because a game is close doesn't mean a game is good, right? Are all close games, yeah, by definition, good games?
No.
And I think last night really gave the definitive answer. That's a no.
That was just rough. It was a hard watch. You had to feel bad. I think Geno Smith, the people around him on that team are so bad right now. Except for Brock Bowers, who didn't get any targets for some reason, which was frustrating you, Maggie.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how about Chip Kelly? Can we get Brock Bowers on a linebacker? Goodness gracious. Let's get to Nick Costos. You just heard a little drop there. The host of You Better You Bet joins us every week at this time to help us win some money. Nick, how you doing?
I've got a lot of takes. Here's one for you. That game should have come with a Surgeon General's warning last night.
Bad for your health.
Absolutely horrific. I disagree with the notion that this was like a great defensive game. I thought the Broncos played really well defensively. The Raiders' defense is horrible. The Broncos' offense was absolutely miserable. It was a total waste of 3 hours watching this game last night. No one loves the NFL more than me.
Yeah, it's not good when your team has more penalties than first downs, and that applied to both teams. But Nick, let's start with some college action because we've been kind of neglecting that a little bit. This BYU-Texas Tech game, which is obviously super important, Pearl, for the Big 12. You got BYU on the road. It's a 10.5 point spread. I feel like this has really jumped, but tell us how you see this one, Nick.
Yeah, so I'm actually a little surprised by the line move here.
Yeah.
The last I had checked, and this was like after my show ended last night, and I can do like a quick search here, is that BYU star running back LJ Martin is expected to play in the game for BYU. Yeah, upgraded to available on the Thursday injury report. So he's going to go. So despite that, money coming in on Texas Tech, and you know, if I bet this game, and I'm not sure that I'm going to, I will take the points with BYU. BYU has been excellent against the spread this year, 6-2, two wins outright as underdogs. And I like their quarterback, Bear Backmeyer, quite a bit. Now, you like him less, obviously, as a dual threat option without the running threat of LJ Martin. But now that you have Martin there, I think it opens things up for the BYU offense. So if I had to bet the game, BYU plus 10.5 is definitely a bet for me if we get there. It's 10 right now at BetMGM. 10 I would consider with BYU. But I think my bigger take coming out of this game is going to be, and I guess it kind of depends on the matchup, right? When, if and when these teams get to the college football playoff. I'm just kind of out on the Big 12 in general. Now, maybe you can catch like a bad SEC team that makes the playoff that we don't feel that great about, and maybe you could win one college football playoff game. But as far as winning like multiple college football playoff games, I don't really like any teams in this conference. And as it stands right now, we'll see what the matchups are. I don't think I will take any Big 12 team to win even one college football game when we get there.
Not even Texas Tech doesn't scare you at all.
Well, I think what's going to happen here is, if I'm right about this, look, if Tech stomps a mud hole in BYU and it's like, you know, 34-7, like if they beat BYU the way they beat Utah earlier in the year, I'll come on You Better You Bet on Monday and I will say, you know what? Like, I was wrong about Texas Tech. This is the flag bearer, right, for the Big 12. And if they get the right matchup in the college football playoff, then yeah, like, I think Texas Tech could win a game, could maybe make some noise. I don't see it playing out that way pregame, but look, I can be wrong. They're a 10-point favorite. They're expected to win by a lot. If they look awesome, I may be willing to say, okay, like, let's have a Texas Tech conversation here. I think the game's going to be closer than the betting market indicates, so I'm not there on the Big 12. I'm not there on Texas Tech.
Okay, of course, you know, that is the big game at noon, but it was supposed to be Indiana-Penn State. The spread is now Penn State's getting 15.5 points. I thought the spread would be much bigger. I feel like Indiana just stomps on people. Aren't they going to win this game 48-10?
They could, and that's certainly been like the MO of this team is blowing out bad competition and really just kind of beating everybody.
Right.
But I think about, and I'm trying to find what the exact number is of the, okay. So Ohio State hosted Penn State, right? A couple weeks ago. Ohio State was like an 18.5 point favorite in that game. So now we're flipping home field. So basically what this betting market is saying is that Indiana's really close to Ohio State. And maybe this is like a downgrade of Penn State and an upgrade of Indiana. I'm actually not there on the number here. Now, stepping in front of Kurt Cignetti in Indiana does like not seem like something that's a lot of fun to do. I'm not necessarily looking to bet against Indiana in spots like this, but I do think the number is like a little out of hand here. If I had to bet the game, I would actually bet Penn State for that reason. Like I think Ohio State's the best team in the country, like with the bullet. And I don't think that Ohio State and Indiana on a neutral field are like the same team. I don't think that. So that would lead me to wanting to take the points with Penn State. Would it be one of my favorite bets of the weekend? No. But if I had to bet the game, I would bet the Nittany Lions.
Okay, Nick Costos joining us as he usually does on Fridays at this time. Are either of your best bets for college Texas A&M laying 7 on the road at Mizzou or Oregon minus 6.5 on the road against Iowa? Do you like any bets in those games?
Yeah, the A&M Mizzou game, I guess I would lay A&M if I had to, but not a strong betting thought there. I do have a pretty strong betting thought in the Oregon-Iowa game. I think a lot of people are on Iowa here and think Iowa can keep this game close. And Iowa, I thought, got a pretty favorable college football playoff initial ranking. I don't think the Hawkeyes will make it, but I think that was the committee kind of saying, like, yeah, like, Iowa's pretty good. I feel like Oregon was a little disrespected in this initial college football playoff ranking. And I thought by and large, like the ranking was pretty good. Like Greg McElroy said on the TV coverage on ESPN, like, I'm not going to really like argue about this. It looks okay to me. It looked okay to me also. But one of my minor quibbles was Oregon being 9th. And it's this idea, and this is kind of a philosophical thing, and I can understand people that would disagree with this opinion. It's like Oregon gets no credit for the Penn State win because of what's happened to Penn State since then. But when Oregon went on the road to Happy Valley in the night game, in the whiteout, James Franklin still the coach, Drew Aller's the quarterback, the game goes to overtime, and like Penn State's thought of as being awesome at that point, and Oregon wins that game. And, you know, Penn State obviously loses to UCLA and loses to Northwestern from there, and Franklin gets fired, and Aller gets hurt, and now it's just, like, the game never happened. And I don't see it that way, like, at all. Dante Moore, if he comes out and declares for the NFL draft, by all accounts, by any mock draft that you look at that's reputable, from a reputable source, a reputable company, this guy's a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. They have an NFL quarterback. I think Lanning's an awesome coach. Oregon's got way more talent than Iowa. And if there's one thing we know about Dan Lanning, right, wrong, or indifferent, he is going to take any slight, real or otherwise, is from like the Saban tree, right? And he is going to make major bulletin board material out of it. You don't think he's showing his team this week? Like, look what the committee thinks of us. BYU is undefeated. I get BYU's ahead of us. Like, really? Like, that's what we're doing here? I think come Monday morning and come Tuesday and then the rankings and on Wednesday morning when we're talking about it, I think we're going to say that Oregon got hosed a little bit last week. I like the Oregon Ducks on Saturday at Iowa.
All right, let's switch over to the NFL. I always ask you about this. How do you bet the international games? Because the Colts should kill the Falcons that we've seen lately, but I feel like the Colts have this explosive offense. Back and I were talking about earlier. The explosives never translate overseas.
I do like Atlanta in the game to cover the spread at plus 6.5. It doesn't make me feel good to say that out loud. You know, I feel like we may be in like a little bit of like a Colts bubble here, and that bubble may have burst a little bit last week against the Steelers. And I am not intimating at all that the Colts are not going to win the division or that they can't make noise in the AFC playoffs. They absolutely can. I think their upside is probably losing on Championship Sunday. I think that's probably the ceiling case. But you can't say that about like the vast majority of teams in the league, that the ceiling is to be one of the final four teams standing. So it's not meant to be a total anti-Indianapolis take. But the idea that the Colts are almost 7 on a neutral field against Atlanta, I would push back against that a little bit. Sauce Gardner's going to play in this game. Like, okay, great. I don't think they're going to be able to stop Drake London. And I'm not into the Falcons. Like, I had Falcons money line last week. The loser kicker, Parker Romo, misses the kick. He gets cut. Now here's Zane Gonzalez. I don't know if the Falcons are going to win the game. I feel like the point spread's a little big. I would bet Atlanta if I bet this game, plus 6.5.
Nick Costos joins us from You Better You Bet every week at this time. I actually have as one of my personal 10 commandments, you know, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not, you know, commit murder. Also, thou shalt never bet on the Falcons, because I just have to constantly remind myself.
They did cover last week, to be fair, against the Patriots.
What about when they're in Germany, Maggie?
Double when they're in Germany. That was 20 commandments, and 10 of them are don't bet on the Falcons. And that has nothing to do with 28-3. I've been losing money on the Falcons since before I could walk. Nick, I thought this was kind of an interesting spread, so I kind of want you to explain it to me and to everybody. I get it. Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson back, but on the road against Minnesota, and Minnesota's a 4.5-point underdog? I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I love the Ravens in the game.
Yeah.
And to cover.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And this number's gotten bet out. This was 3.5 at open. Now we're at 4.5, so it's not the same bet. At current price, I would still only bet the Ravens here. I think what you're seeing now with Baltimore is that they are rated like they're the best team in the league, or power rated as one of the best teams in the league. Like what they were at the start of the year. Like, do you remember the closing point spread against Buffalo? Like the Ravens closed a favorite in that game, like at Buffalo, like the Chiefs just did. So Baltimore is now being thought of, and right, wrong, or indifferent, like the Ravens are fully healthy and Lamar's back and they've won a couple in a row. And now they're back to being rated as one of the best teams in the league. And for Minnesota, awesome win last week on the road in Detroit against the Lions. And I really thought the rest of the team outside, and we'll get to McCarthy in a second, that the rest of the team played really, really, really well and helped them spring that upset, specifically the defense. And Jared Goff has historically crushed the Brian Flores defense. Obviously, now Ben Johnson's gone, like maybe that has something to do with it. But this idea, and I don't even mean this as an insult to J.J. McCarthy, who's like barely played any football in the last couple years. Like, he did not play great in this game. He had a couple like really good throws, the touchdown to Justin Jefferson in the first quarter, and the game sealing throw to Jalen Naylor was terrific.
Yep.
That won the game on that third down. So he did make some good throws. He threw for 140 yards in the game. Like, this was not like a slate breaking game from J.J. McCarthy. And I like McCarthy. Like, I think he's a psychopath in all the right ways. Like, I want the leader of my team to be so obsessed with winning that he's created an alter ego for himself. He calls himself Nine, like the Germany theme, Nine on game days. Like, he's nuts, and I like that. I don't know that he's ready for prime time in this spot here. I think the Ravens go into Minnesota and win this game by 7 to 10 points. Give me Baltimore.
Yeah, we have a big question on the show, yeah. Nick. Can you give yourself your own nickname? You know, like it worked for Kobe, but that's Kobe, you know. It's very rare that you can give yourself a nickname and it works out, like J.J. McCarthy gave himself the nickname 9.
Which by the way, is like just his number.
Yeah, so
it's
right.
Like not
it's
even like
silly.
Really a
yeah.
Well, you know, I think
don't need
we need
a Michigan
to
education for that.
Yeah, I think one of the great, you know, cultural barometers in the history of humanity would be Seinfeld. And they address this very concept on a great episode where George tries to give himself the nickname T-Bone.
Yep.
And in the end, they make his nickname Coco and they give someone else the nickname T-Bone. So according to Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David, like, no, you cannot give yourself your own nickname.
You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Okay. Two teams that I don't understand, and Nick, I want you to explain it to me.
Patriots. Guy on the board is on it right now, by the way.
Oh, Manny's always. Manny's in a Jackson Dart jersey right now, just slinging arrows.
Manny's doing some good work right now. Good
what
job,
what the hell
Manny.
Did you trade Jay Buna for?
Oh, best line in this show.
We always love some Frank Costanza. Yeah, it's
all right, two teams I don't understand. Patriots at Bucks. Bucks 2.5-point favorite. Haven't seen the Bucks, it feels like, in a month. Two division leaders. How do you see this game, Nick?
Yeah, the Bucks. I made the same point on You Better You Bet yesterday because they played that Monday game against the Lions and then a very forgettable game where they just suffocated the Saints and Spencer Rattler's last start. And then the bye week. So you're right. It's been like a while since we've had Tampa on a Sunday in a game that's felt like it's meant anything. I think this game is so utterly fascinating. So Tampa, a 2.5-point favorite against the Patriots. Chris Godwin not expected to play. Bucky Irving not expecting to play. I look at this from the Patriots' perspective. And I think we're going to find out like how real like the Patriots actually are in this game. Like as Kendrick Lamar would say, are they really, really real? And I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. I know Drake May is an absolute monster. Like he's an absolute stud. There's no question about that. How's this defense going to hold up, though, against Tampa's offense? Like Christian Gonzalez is one of the best corners in the league. He just got destroyed last week by Drake London multiple times. Like can Emeka Egbuka do that? The Bucs' offensive line is going to be way healthier than it's been at points this season. Can they keep Baker Mayfield upright? And can Todd Bowles sending the house at a young quarterback. He's done it throughout his entire career. Can Drake May get rid of the ball and not hold on to the ball for too long and stretch the ball down the field? If I had to bet the game, I think I would lay Tampa, but honestly, I think this will be a fact-finding mission for me. Like, let's see how Tampa looks now coming out of the bye, and I don't know what this is going to be for New England. I'll say, I think the Patriots will score in the game. I don't know if their defense is going to get a lot of stops. So if I had to bet the game, I'd bet Tampa. I think I'll be on the sidelines here, but a fascinating real-life game on Sunday.
Nick, only got a couple more minutes here, but want to get to a couple more games. Rams at 49ers. Rams are 4.5-point favorite on the road. Pittsburgh at the Chargers. Chargers 3-point favorite at home. And then we won't talk to you before this Monday night affair. The Packers coming off of a loss to the Carolina Panthers, but hosting Perloff's Eagles, who are coming off of their bye. Of those three marquee games, what do you love most from a betting perspective?
I'll give you quick thoughts on all of them. Like the number in the Rams Niners game is gone up pretty, so now we're at 4.5. I don't know how San Francisco's defense gets like one stop in this game against the Rams. And I know it's a big number and San Fran beat them earlier in the year. At the current price, I would say like Rams is part of a money line parlay. The Niners defense, like however bad like you think it is, like it's actually worse than that right now with all the players that are out. It's not even their fault. Tons of injuries, Rams are nothing. Sunday night football, I think is, if you have to bet the game, I think it's Steelers +3. The Chargers are now without both Slater and Joe Walt for the entire season. The offensive line is terrible. The Steelers pass rush looked like it found something last week against the Colts. If you have to bet that game, I think it's Pittsburgh +3. But 3 has to be the number that you bet with the Steelers. And then Monday night, I think it really comes down to trust with the Eagles and the Packers. And the Packers have the upside, right, the ceiling, to win this game by 10. You know, we've seen the Packers at points this season look like play stretches of football where you can say, this is actually the best team in the league. Like, this should be the Super Bowl favorite. But then they're also capable of coming out and laying like Humpty Dumpty sized eggs at losing to the Browns, losing to the Panthers at home last week. They're just a tough team to trust. And when I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, like, I feel like I know what I'm getting with this team. And before the bye, it felt like the offense has kind of figured it out a little bit, playing more power football, way more under center, giving Jalen Hurts looks over the middle of the field in play action. They fortified the defense. Here's Michael Carter. which I think is fascinating because Carter, I think, is going to be the nickel corner. Cooper DeJean's probably going to play on the outside. I don't think that'll matter in this game against a bunch of Packers receivers less than the sum of its parts, but may matter moving forward down the stretch. Jaire Alexander, the former Packer, and the big one, edge rusher Jalen Phillips. I think the Eagles are just going to win the game outright on Monday night. I just trust them more while acknowledging that if the Packers play their A-plus game, they could win by 10. But before the game, who do I trust? I trust the Eagles way more than I trust Green Bay. I'll take Philadelphia.
Sorry, Nick, real quick, I want to ask a non-betting question. Maggie and I spent the week debating the Colts trade and the Cowboys trade. I feel like both the teams that traded at the trade deadline for veterans gave up way too much. Do you have a quick thought on the two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner and a first and a second for Quinton and Williams? I thought that the Jets got away with murder.
Well, so the Jets part of it, I think, is like unimpeachable. Like, the Jets crushed it. This idea that, you have to draft players like these two, and you're trading them away. Okay, it's the old George Young quote, the late great general manager of the Giants, embroiled in a contract dispute with star linebacker at the time in the early 80s, Bradley Van Pelt, who wanted a contract extension pre-Parcells turning the franchise around, famously said, and this is reported in the newspapers, we went, and at the time they played less than, I think they played 15 games at the time, we went 2-13 with you, we can go 2-13 without you. The Jets can go 1-7 with Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, they could go 1-7 without them, and now have five first round picks in the next two drafts where you have guaranteed yourself the ammo to A, get the quarterback of your choice, and B, maybe guarantee yourself Jeremiah Smith in next year's NFL draft. A++ for the Jets. Now, from the Colts' perspective, did they give up too much? Yes. How do we know that? The Packers traded two ones for Micah Parsons. Who do you think's more impactful, Micah Parsons or Sauce Gardner? With that being said, this could be a win-win trade if Sauce Gardner's unbelievable and the Colts, go to Championship Sunday or win the AFC. Jury's out for me on the Colts. Did they give up too much? Yes. But can it still pay off? It can. The Dallas part, you can't defend this because it goes back to the Micah Parsons trade. And it's like everything that's happened since then, we've all been to the casino, we've all lost a hand of blackjack or a spin of the wheel and roulette, and then you go on what's called tilt and you start making bad decisions. Jerry is a gambler. He says he's a gambler, right? He loves to gamble. He wants to take risks and see what happens. He went all in on the Micah Parsons trade. He knows he lost. And if you listen to the things he's saying, he knows he lost. And now he's going all in with 2-7 offsuit. Quinnen Williams was great in 2022 and 2023. He's not a bad player. He's a good player. But the idea that you are restocking the cupboard with Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark when you traded Micah frickin' Parsons, you can't rationalize it. You can't reason with it. They're not making the playoffs this year. It's not happening. They're 3-5-1. They're way behind the eight ball. And I don't have a ton of faith that this is going to pay off even next year or down the road. F- for the Dallas Cowboys for the trade deadline deal.
Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet. You can watch him, listen to him every single day. Nick, thanks for doing this. We're flat out of time. We will talk to you next week.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Absolutely love it. Nick, Perloff giving that an F- grade for Jerry.
No, that was very well said. The tilt is perfect. That's what Jerry's on. He's chasing that bad trade to start with. I mean, he's chasing bad moves that go back 3 or 4 years, but he's chasing, and it's never a good thing to do.
Three or four years, 30 years, ever since Jimmy Johnson left. I mean, we could really trace this thing all the way back. Okay, thanks to Nick Costos. If you miss any part of that, you can always download the Maggie and Perloff podcast or hit the rewind function on the Odyssey app. It is all there for you. You don't want to miss any of Nick's gambling takes. Okay, speaking of which, Pearl, let's get into the Prize Picks app because right now, we're obsessed with it. If you ever listen to our show, we're all about Prize Picks. And I've already really staked my claim here. And Jordan Mayava tonight, USC, taking on the Northwestern Wildcats, Pearl. 264.5 passing yards. Give me more than that. And I've already told you, I have no affinity really for anything in Boston sports, but Jaylen Brown has now become the butt of all jokes because he's spraying fake hair on his head. And I see big game for Jaylen Brown, not just because he's an awesome player and a finals MVP, but because he can't be the butt of the joke. And how do you do that? You win. Give me more than 26.5 points when the Celtics take on the Magic tonight.
All right. You know what? I love Friday Night College Football. Kata Wegman's on there. Houston, yeah. Who I had hopes could sneak in the playoffs. That's not happening now. They play UCF. I'm a huge fan. I'm going to go more on Connor Wegman tonight. And it's so much fun to play Prize Picks all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All transactions on the app are fast, safe, and secure. Don't miss any of the action, especially this time of year with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code MNP to get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Jaylen Brown, yo, it's time to end the madness. It's time to end the madness. Whoever your barber is, tell them to stop. Chill with the hair follicles. Those hair follicles. It's like a jaw and he's spraying like hair from another human on there. But you playing ball, man. You going, that's it's causing trauma. It's time to let's stop the madness.
It's gonna be a good day with Maggie and Perloff.
Yeah, we're just a radio show now. We're actually just a Rick Ross stand show posing as a sports talk radio show.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily the music, although EJ says it's great. For me, that he's amazing as a talker.
We're listening to Rick Ross right now.
I gotta put you on.
So Rick Ross lost a lot of weight because he started eating fruit. He had never really eaten fruit before. And what went to the top of the list was pears. Yeah, losing our poll big time. What's better, pears or apples? 72% saying apples is holding strong. Rick Ross might be great at rapping. He's funny as hell. He is off when it comes to fruit.
I mean, that makes sense, though. I mean, you see him, right?
I mean, like, yeah, I wouldn't exactly take my you know,
yeah, your nutrition
about,
yeah, thoughts not, from Rick Ross. Also, pears, you don't lose weight eating pears. I don't think.
Well, you eat pears and stuff like that nowadays, so shout out to all the pear.
You got to be eating pineapple, guys, the stuff that burns.
Now, that's a true
you.
Number one overall seed.
Do love a pineapple.
Pineapple is undefeated.
Gross.
Oh, are you kidding
wow,
me?
That's
don't
crazy.
Like pineapple. The that's flavor wild. Bothers me. The texture bothers me.
Yeah.
That's why you like pear.
That's incredible. You should try. Have you ever indulged in a pineapple on top of a taco de al pastor or something like that? I got to take it down to
yeah,
that
no,
Times
I
Square.
I actually like pineapple and pizza, which people hate.
All right, well,
yeah, I like pineapple cooked.
Nope.
But you guys think everything, you guys have this thing where everything you think everybody thinks.
What?
No,
well, you thought pear was great and you're getting smoked in the poll.
The poll question is saying pears are
I know
not good.
As a fact there are anti-pineapple.
Well, I think some people, it scratches the top of their mouth.
Oh, yeah, I'm one of them. I think I'm allergic to
pineapple.
You
are.
Pineapple is polarizing. Here. They're polarizing.
No, only on pizza. I think people like pulling out pineapple regardless.
Like raw pineapple?
Yeah. Or like pina colada. That
yeah,
taste.
Or that
pina
too.
You're welcome. Awesome. You're welcome.
I think raw pineapple, just like eating it like an apple, is controversial.
You gotta don't eat the outside of the pineapple. You gotta cut it.
Oh my God, it'd be like chewing on glass.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Pineapple's amazing. How do you not like pineapple?
Pineapple, like raw pineapple, is not my jam. I don't know why. It's a little too something.
So how do you prefer it cooked? Medium rare?
Grilled.
I like it in desserts. Like I like
A peach cobbler.
Yeah, that's it's not, just a, I don't know.
A pineapple, like, upside down cake.
What's your favorite fruit-related dessert? Like a
pumpkin pie.
I love bananas Foster. Mm. Oh, man. Inject peach it cobbler, right in
baby.
My veins.
I don't discriminate. Give
peach
me
cobbler.
It.
Peach cobbler is the goat.
Anything that's hot and cold together, ooh, I like as a dessert. So I like a bananas Foster with ice cream, like a cherry's jubilee.
Apple pie and vanilla ice cream is something
apple
like
pie.
That.
That's a traditional one seed.
Yeah,
so,
Duke.
Shockingly, this is not the most lopsided poll that we put out today.
What?
Pears versus apples. But it's pretty much, pears are getting smoked. Do you consider the Broncos a true Super Bowl contender? Now, that is lopsided.
Oh, right. We do sports.
85% of the population saying no. And after last night, I could understand. 10-7 was the final score. Broncos win. They've won 8 in a row, but it almost feels like a technicality because they keep pulling these wins out of a place where the sun don't shine. Let's get to Bogish, who's got the latest. What's up?
And the latest is the beginnings, finally, of updates on Jaden Daniels. It appears that there's no ligament damage. He does not need surgery for that nasty elbow injury. So maybe not even a trip to short-term IR. He'll be reevaluated during the Commanders bye week. So as gross as it was, it might still end up being, I guess, best case scenario, for lack of a better term.
I guess, but at this point, do you feel like if the season is not trending
lost.
In the right direction, I don't know if you can say lost yet, but if it's not, don't you protect Jaden Daniels in the future?
I would.
The Commanders made this mistake with RG3. Now, this was a different regime, different owner, different nickname, different mascot, different everything.
Except the stadium.
Except the crappy stadium. But you don't want to mess around with the franchise guy.
There's too many games left to do that. Like, I don't think that Jaden Daniels would not play for the last 6 to 7 games of the season.
I know, but as we've seen before, like, if you're going to keep him in then and you're down 2 scores in a game, like, he could get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that was dumb.
Well, we're already in week 10, so, I mean, if he misses, hypothetically speaking, 4 weeks, I mean, that's still only another 4 weeks until for play.
I know, but they're saying they're not putting him on short-term IR, right?
At the moment, they are not, according to 2 different networks.
They're 3-6 right now.
Yep.
I mean,
and also, by the way, the rest of the team, even with Jaden Daniels in there, the defense is a problem as well. So it's not like if Jaden plays, that it's guaranteed they're going anywhere.
And we guarantee that Terry McLaurin is healthy?
Is it time to just start really fading Washington? I mean, we're talking to Nick Costos, who joins us from You Better You Bet every week. So they have Detroit this week, Miami and Spain the week after that, then the bye.
Madrid.
Denver, Minnesota, Giants, Philadelphia. Dallas, Philly.
So they've got 2 games and then they're bye.
Yep.
Yeah, but they're over a touchdown underdog at home against Detroit.
Saying.
There's not
like,
much
look what
you can
happened
do.
Against Seattle. That was at home.
But no, as a playoff contender, I think it's done.
No, not playoffs. I'm saying let's fade them game by game. Like,
well,
do you just start betting against them so heavily? I know Nick always tells us this stuff is baked into the spread and you can't game them. Well, because they could lose to Detroit 42-10.
You don't, yeah, you know what, though? You know who's pretty good at picking these lines? Vegas. 7.5 at home is a huge line. I mean, that means that they basically think Detroit, who's coming off a loss to a 500 team, is that much better. But I get what you're saying. It does feel like they've given up. I mean, I don't know if they baked in the give up factor, but I'd give up if I was Commanders.
Let's jump back to last night. Boo Nix might want to scare up a few more points for his Broncos. Just 10 on Thursday Night Football, but enough to get their 7th win in a row.
We just have a tough and resilient football team. We find ways to win. Usually right now it's the defense leading the charge. They just continue to get us the ball back. A bunch of sacks tonight. You know, a few that were in field goal range that knocked them out. And you'll win a lot of games with a defense playing like that.
The defense sacking Geno Smith 6 times total, only allowed 188 yards and 10 first downs, leading to this 10-7 final in Denver. Nix threw a touchdown pass, plus 2 picks. His offense only producing 220. Pete Carroll's team drops to 2-7, but the coach remains his positive self.
To fight against these guys like that the whole night long and to have a chance to, you know, tie the game up, and then what would happen next, I don't know. I think we would win. And you know, there's a lot of in-between things to talk about. But the way that they competed was just what we're hoping for. That was just what we're looking for.
What a sweet old man.
No, that was like a little...
Here's your word. Those original grandkids.
What do you think would have happened? I think we would have won. You didn't really say that confidently. What is a Kevin Hart thing? Say it with your chest. I can't really do that.
It was Daniel Carlson that missed a tying 48-yard field goal with 4.5 minutes left. One of the hits on Geno left him with a bruised quad. He thinks he'll be okay moving forward. More World Series memories this morning. Joe Davis had to broadcast all 18 innings of Game 3, plus, and he is either strong or sick.
I actually didn't pee, so that's something. That's impressive, I swear. Yeah, afterwards I was like, dang, that's good stuff, dude.
One of the benefits of being 37 years of age, you can go almost 7 hours without having to go to the bathroom. That's not something you and I could do.
Oh, I can't go an hour.
Yeah, so.
Bladder size is not a strength of mine either, but I dug deep, boys. Like, yes, I do not like the window seat because I don't like bugging the guy in the aisle. I go a lot. I just happen to be on my game that night, I guess.
Well, if you're Joe Davis' urologist, maybe make a phone call, see if you can get a little Coke pay at him.
Totally agree on the being on the window seat on a long flight and having to wake up the guy because you have to go to the bathroom. It's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aisle seat for life. I'm with you there. Yeah, but
because of the bathroom or because of the leg room?
The bathroom and the leg room. But here's the thing. So Joe Davis went 18 innings, did not go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, Scott Hansen does this every week.
Uh-oh.
I think Hansen does bathroom breaks.
Hansen, Siciliano didn't do the bathroom. Hansen does a bathroom break.
Hansen said he does not do bathroom breaks.
Oh, I thought he did.
No, he says he does
not. I thought that was all an Andrew Siciliano thing who had the old red zone.
No, he eats Kalamata olives, he says, are absorbing of whatever's inside.
He says, quote, "My bladder is famously trained."
See?
It's a direct quote.
You know, it's so funny. I did not know that he did that as well. Siciliano was super famous. Because Siciliano doesn't take breaks like Hansen does. There'll be a 4 o'clock game where you'll go 3 minutes where they'll just go to the games if they're only 3 games. I figured he was in the bathroom. I was dead wrong.
He says he does not go to the bathroom. And so I know Joe Davis, like, yeah, you get a lot of credit. You basically called 2 baseball games in a row without going to the bathroom.
Congratulations. You now have a UTI.
But, I mean, Hansen does do it 17 weeks out of the year.
All right. I played it. My bad, Joe Davis and ESPN Radio in Chicago.
I'm just saying, like, trying to get a little credit for something that a guy is just doing
regular. You're not giving JD any credit for holding it all in.
I mean, he doesn't expect to do an 18-inning game, Maggie. I think that, like, Hansen comes in expecting to go on for 7 hours.
But also, he knows exactly when his commercial breaks are coming, right? End of the inning, you know you got time. He's choosing not to go to the bathroom. Wow. Like, Scott Hansen, you don't know when an interception's coming. You don't know when a big turnover's coming. Like, you got to be in there.
Yeah, but that really applies only to that first window. He knows he's got places, as Pearl just said. If he wanted to go to the bathroom, he could go to the bathroom during the 4 o'clock games. Because they do at times just put one game up there and walk away.
But you don't know where the bathroom is in comparison to the studio.
I'm sure it's close.
What if all three games go into commercial at the same time?
Yeah, see, Hansen can't walk away, guys.
That's tricky.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're impressed.
I'm all in on this topic. That was great.
Speaking of you, Pearl, we know how much you love Moneyball. Paul De Podesta's in the book.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill kind of played him in the movie.
Yeah, version of him.
Last 10 years, he's been in football with the Browns. Now De Podesta coming back to baseball, reportedly to be the Rockies' new czar of baseball operations.
No, I mean, I get it. You see everything that he's done for the Browns. You got to get that guy back in the building.
This guy, how's anyone stayed away? I mean, the Browns have been such a model organization.
They put together the greatest pedigree of a front office of all the time. Sashi Brown, I think Yale, Andrew Berry, Harvard, and Paul DeBonesa, the ultimate genius. I don't know what happened there, but
he was in the wrong sport.
Whoop-de-doo for them. But you know what it's going to be?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
You know that famous Mike Shanahan when he coached? We were just talking about the Commanders. When he coached RG3 and they talk about all the coaches who were in the building. You know, Sean McVay, obviously, his son Kyle. Raheem Morris was there. Mike McDaniel was there. Kevin O'Connell was there. All these guys. But that team actually wasn't very good. It's the same thing with the Browns. Like, they have all-star front office, but they barely make the playoffs.
The 1 year with RG3 was good, but
yeah, he won rookie of the year. But
no, it's a great point. But you think of the greatest coaching tree ever was Mike Holmgren had all those pros, but they were great. So they were different. The Browns have tried everything, and none of it has worked.
Damon Jones pleaded not guilty to his federal charges from the sports gambling sting that also pinched Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier. And on the court last night, just the Suns and Clippers in Phoenix. The home team won 115-102. Jalen Green scoring 29, 24 from Devin Booker. James Harden, Kawhi Leonard were out for L.A., so they lose their third in a row.
Quick comment on the Jones headline. I saw that it was the news story of the Jones.
David Jones.
Yeah. I immediately forgot which Jones it was. The heat has died down on this gambling story fast. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I know it'll come back a lot. I feel like it died down a bit. Like the NBA might even get through this without it being a devastating. Because there hasn't been like LeBron, nothing ever happened there. Terry Rozier, Damon Jones, and Chauncey Billups. I don't think this thing is necessarily going to be as bad as we thought it was. Am I crazy?
I think you're right.
They played games that night. I mean, it's not like they didn't cancel anything.
I know, but we're talking about it less, and like we care less immediately. It felt huge the day it happened.
No, because it's a bombshell that dropped. I mean, they dropped this whole thing in our laps for effect, right? Like, they had two twin investigations going on. They put it all together. They presented it in a really clear, concise way. We were able to understand it. And then you're watching guys get taken out in handcuffs and we get mugshots. You're never going to top that day. Because now they're all getting, you know, they're all in their individual places, right? Like different arraignment dates and different court dates and this and that. So we're never going to get that full bombshell day ever again.
But in the heat of that scandal, it felt like this is going to be a thing the NBA is dealing with all season. And by the way, it still could be. But I feel like the NBA has quietly moved back to the court for better for the league.
Well, I ask you, is that because the story is not important or impactful, or is that because our attention spans are that of goldfish and the news cycle moves on so fast? Like,
Everybody, during a scandal, everybody feels like this is the biggest thing, and they always die. Every single one. Except for Ipe with Maggie.
She kept that thing alive.
Let that die.
That's her fake moon landing.
It's my North Star. Anyway, thank you, Bogues. Okay, coming back, Perloff and I have the one question that must be answered before we say goodbye for the weekend. M&P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid.
If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes a part of your story. From your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay, things people love. All right, what's going on in the association, EJ?
Well, two of the league's best big men are in action tonight in the NBA Cup. Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs are at home to take on Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets. Tip-off from San Antonio is at 7:30 Eastern. After that, Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets welcome in Jimmy Butler and the Golden State Warriors. No Steph Curry for the Dubs tonight. He is sick. Tip-off from Ball Arena is slated for 10 Eastern. Both games will stream on Amazon Prime Video.
Did you say the in-season tournament starts tonight?
No, it's already started. It's in action.
What? Yeah. So it's not even a mid-season tournament. It's an early season tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been how it's been.
It all ends by, like, December. And it's over by the second week of December.
That is, that's ridiculous.
I can't do this for another year in a row with us arguing about the in-season tournament. Meanwhile,
that's why I added it to the script in the NBA Cup.
You knew it would make me mad. That was just a troll, Andrew Perloff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, you always got to bring up Philadelphia unprompted, so I had to troll you back a little bit.
He's been very mad about that.
Oh, I hate you.
Let's get to the weekend where, well, Philadelphia is going to be front and center, but not till Monday night. They go to Lambeau to play the Packers. But, Perl, if I was going to ask you, and I am asking you, the most important NFL game this weekend and the most important college game this weekend, for whatever reason you see fit, what do you got?
Well, for me, college starts. BYU-Texas Tech is huge. I find it so weird, and maybe I'm very shallow, that BYU, I know they're 8-0, they're ranked higher than Texas Tech in the college football playoff ranking, but they're 10.5 or 11.5 point underdogs.
Well, because the running backs hurt, but yeah.
I mean, still, that's a huge spread for two top 10 teams.
I agree.
And honestly, I also think, well, Texas Tech, they're so funny too because they seem to run into injuries all the time. So I think Texas Tech wins big. I think they're obviously seem like the Big 12 representative in the college football playoff. And football, a little weird. I think this Niners-Rams game is going to tell us a lot. We had Nick Costas on earlier in the hour who said kind of like the Rams to run all, just move the ball at will on the Niners. Kind of feels like the trajectory of the NFC West could change on that game. I'm not counting out the Niners as much as Nick did, but that could really be a message game in the NFC West.
Sorry, misspoke. LJ Martin expected to play. Yeah. Pardon me. Coming back off the injury for BYU. So pardon me on that. Yeah, it does seem like a lot of points, but you're laying them with Texas Tech, you just said?
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely am. I think Texas Tech is a really good team. BYU feels like a kind of a fake 8-0. Then again, BYU is a funny team. I think Nick said it earlier, and I agree, one Big 12 team, Maggie, I think. You know, I don't, there's no way. I think the loser of this game is out.
But that's what happened last year, too.
Yeah.
So I wasn't that surprised.
Yeah, not exactly.
My big college game this weekend is going to be Oregon, Iowa. And I understand all the reasons why you would love Oregon in this game. And they are, I think, big favorites. Maybe not for college so much, but 6.5-point favorite is not nothing. And to me, I think Iowa is a really tricky place to play. And I'm not saying that Oregon looks especially vulnerable or anything like that. They got beaten by Indiana, and Indiana is the second-best team in the country according to the college football playoff rankings. But to me, this is massive because if Oregon loses this game, there's just no safety net here. You know, unless there's a major stumble between Ohio State and Indiana, those are the teams that are going to play for the Big Ten championship. And those might be the only two Big Ten teams that get in. A two-loss Big Ten team who doesn't play in the championship versus all those other two-loss SEC teams that we're going to have, I don't know how promising that would be for Oregon because you still have the conference champions, the highest-ranked conference champions that are going to take up spots. You know Notre Dame's getting in somehow, so they're going to take up a spot. I just think this is everything for Oregon. So that's my biggest college game. Yeah. As for the biggest NFL game, and maybe I'm a little bit of a prisoner of the division that my team is in, the Buffalo Bills. But I think this is massive for the Patriots. The Patriots haven't played really anyone except for Buffalo, and that was a really big win. On the road against a very rested Buccaneers team, I'm curious, every time this Drake May MVP buzz and Mike Vrabel hasn't playing so well, and you know they could have win the division, top seed, the whole deal, I want to see how they play against a really good defense. I want to see how Drake May looks against Todd Bowles, who has been known to be confuse young quarterbacks in a pretty spectacular way.
Yeah.
So that's my biggest NFL game this week. Like, are the Patriots a real contender? I can't tell because their schedule's so easy.
Okay. You have a fun thing tonight. You weren't going to bring it up, but you're going to, I believe, a show for the New York Comedy Festival with some friends.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. I was looking at the lineup. There are a lot of big names. Margaret Cho, Louis C.K., what's the guy's name? Pete Holmes, who I love. There's a reunion of Amy Sedaris and Stephen Colbert from Strangers with Candy. There are so many big acts. Which one are you seeing? Are you seeing one of the A-listers? You see in Chappelle, Kevin Hart? What's going on here?
No. No, I'm not seeing one of those A-list people. I am hosting a girls' weekend in New York City.
Okay.
That sounds awful.
Feeling a little pressure, not going to lie. As anyone who hosts anything always is, but there's a little bit more on top of it because there's someone who's flying in for our friend's birthday, but because of the government shutdown, we're not sure if she's going to get in. And I kid you not, every reservation happens to be under her name, which sure is fine. It's just like that's the way it kind of worked out. But no, I'm the one who's closest to New York, so I'm the one who's kind of hosting this, and we got tickets to a comedy show, and I don't know if we're going to recognize one person who's
in. Yeah, that's why I don't host.
But that being said, it's going to be so funny. I mean, there's so many great comedians right now. You're going to love it. Remember, take notes on a couple of jokes, and if they're clean enough, share them on Monday. Which you never know.
Honestly, if only the whole weekend was just the comedy show. I got to do all the other stuff, too. Ah. Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you, Manny Rodriguez, Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Weedos, Coffee Drinkers, and Nick Costos. We'll see you Monday.
Shout out to all the pair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.